I know we should. Good evening, everybody. I don't usually use the gavel, but it was fun. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the Paradise Town Advisory Board for July 9. Please, item number one is the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, please note for the record, Maureen, that we have all members of our town board present tonight. And I'd like to move on to our county staff introductions. Stephanie
Hallisey, Commissioner Jim Dixon's office.
Great.
Greg Servin, Clark County Council Planning.
Do we have anybody else from the county here that I don't recognize? Mm-hmm. All right, great. All right, item number two. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for our secretary for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. One thing that I do want to mention to everybody, please take a moment to look at your cell phones or devices and make sure that they are on airplane mode or silenced. Thank you. Because I will, and also the other thing, if we could hold down talking, because I'll ask you to be quiet during the meeting. We get it every time, so we're getting practice. Thank you. Item number three, approval of the minutes for June 25. Do we have a motion? Guess not. We're not doing it.
Move to approve the minutes of June 25th, 2019.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval of the minutes from our last meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'd move to approve the agenda for this evening's meeting as presented, with one exception. At the request of the applicant, we are holding item number two, VS 190433, until October 8th. So, not one meeting,
wow.
Several months, until October 8th at the request of the applicant.
Awesome.
All other items as presented.
All right, thank you very much for the motion. We've got a motion for approval of tonight's agenda with a hold on item number two to the October 8th meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And just for to note, we've had a request to move item number 16 up to the position of number two, so we're going to go ahead and do that as we get to it. All right. Moving on to informational items. Stephanie, do you think that we have any new ones? We don't have any listed.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you. Maureen appreciates it. Thank you. We'll move on to our planning and zoning agenda. Item number one is UC 190416. Chinatown Retail LLC, a use permit for an on-premises consumption of alcohol supper club on a portion of 2.8 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Asian Design Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Spring Mountain Road, 600 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paris.
Yeah, beautiful picture. Huh?
Push up on the roof.
The light will come up.
Good evening. My name is Airhan Tip, spelled A-I-R-R. Last name is P-H-A-N-D-H-I-P, 4881 West Hacienda. Nevada 890118. On behalf of the application, there was existing warehouse here, which therefore you will get it. You are proposing to open the restaurant 1800 square foot here. That was existing few restaurant and massage place or the building. Still have the other ones there. Hopefully you get that one out too soon. Get the facility clean. And we'll look at second page AP. We have other layout for the restaurant, like family owner, and they also serve the liquor as well. And, the property is all pretty far away from the residence.
All right, anything else to add?
We would like to ask get the consideration approval for the liquor license.
All right, thank you. This is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close the public discussion and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
There are no comments on this application. I'm going to move to approve subject to staff conditions.
Very well, thank you. We have a motion for approval subject to staff conditions on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
unanimously.
You,
thank you. All right, item number 16, which I have to move to. That is AR 19400092 UC 035706 3720 Sunset Place LLC, a use permit seventh application for review of a massage establishment as a principal use in a shopping center on 2.1 acres in the C2 General Commercial AE 65 zone, generally located on the north side of Sunset Road, 550 feet west of Sand Hill Road within Paradise. Applicant.
Good evening, Kirk Kennedy, the Vendor number 5032. I'm counsel for the applicant. Office address 815 South Casino Center. That's Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. This is on for the seventh application for review. This business has been in existence since 2006. As noted in the staff report, they've had no issues or concerns over the last 10 years. We are asking that this is actually, I'm happy to say, one of the exceptions rather than the rule to some massage establishments. They're trying very hard to keep it a regular massage place with no problems, and following all the rules and regulations, and that's exactly what the owner wants to continue doing. We're asking you to consider approving this application for review, and also with the follow the staff recommendation of removing the time limitations for these review periods. Naturally, the business, even if those review periods are removed, the business is still subject to regular inspections by the county and by Metro and by the Nevada Massage Board. So these are highly regulated businesses, and so it's something that will continually be watched over. I ask you to follow the county's staff recommendation.
All right, thank you. This is a public hearing. Anyone wanting to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board for discussion and comment.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
This applicant has been coming before us for fourteen to sixteen years, with no problems. So I certainly concur. And if she sells the building, the new people have to go through all the proper. So I would certainly think it's appropriate to go ahead and remove the time limit.
They also have a mega church moving onto the property, so I think that'll be a good.
Praise the Lord. Everybody needs a little massage and a little religion.
I think they'll keep an eye out for them, so I can agree with Bob in removing the time limit.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair, if there's no further comment on this application, I would move to approve subject to staff conditions.
All right, thank you. We have a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you so much for
thank
your consideration.
You.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Get well.
Thank you, I will.
All right, moving on to number three, AR 19400082 UC 068212. Lynn Terry P. and Jeannie S. Use permit, third application for review of a daycare facility in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the north side of Silver Rain Avenue, 75 feet west of Silverview Street within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? All right, we don't have an applicant, so we'll trail this to the end of our agenda, hoping that they come. All right, item number four, UC 190365, Desert Inn Cambridge, LLC, use permit for a banquet facility, waiver of development standards for reduced parking in conjunction with an existing retail office building on a portion of 1 acre in a C1 local business zone generally located on the west side of Sand Hill Road, 500 feet north of Tropicana within Paradise. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hang on. The little, push up a little bit.
Hello?
Yeah, you got it.
Hey!
Name and address for the record, please.
I was pressing address for 4795 Sand Hill Road.
Excuse me. What was your last name?
Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N.
Thank you.
Ma'am, thank you.
All right, go ahead and tell us what you're trying to do.
Yes, so we're doing a banquet facility for weddings, baby showers, birthday parties, and special events. The place that we're currently seeking license for was a homeless haven, right at Sand Hill and Tropicana. They abandoned, there was some business there, but most of the time there was a lot of homeless around there. We have since cleaned it up, renovated it, painted inside, outside, have a lot of kids doing dance classes there, as well as, a recording studio, and now I have a licensed recording studio there. And, we give back to the community doing special events, jumpers sort of the kids, and dance classes, like I said, competition, dance competition, charity and competition. We have pictures and other things showing what we do. Should I submit some of those pictures of the dance classes and the community events that we have held here?
You certainly can if you want to, but we don't need to probably. I think we understand your story pretty well.
Basically, we've been, before we moved there, there was a lot of homeless people hanging out there, bothering the school kids as they walk by.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if you guys, it's right around the corner from here, so you should be familiar with that property. And I'm sure you guys know what a dump it was. And if you passed by there recently, you could see the vast improvements. And that's because we're there.
Most of us are really familiar. Thanks. Thank you, by the way.
Just wanted to note also that we're going. Wanted to note also that we're going to meet and greet for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent out invitations. We sent out invitations to the community at Jack and Box, 7-Eleven, all the different businesses there, as well as the residents in the direct community. Those where we're directly located.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to invite them all out this Thursday for a meet and greet so we can get acquainted with our community, with our residents, and see how we can better facilitate the residents and the community.
Thank you. Can we get your name for the record, too?
Diane Shannon.
Okay.
I just want to show it in front of you here, the pictures of the jumpers, the community event, paint, the face painting that we have there for the kids. Also, the recording studio that we have, we also have Grammy winning producers here that happened to produce Gladys Knight's album. And they're helping the kids out record, so give them a safe haven, a positive place to do music, dance, and the art. Thank you.
That's very cool. Thank you. This is a public hearing. If there is anyone in the audience that wants to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board for discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
That property has been a mess for a number of years. I used to do business in there until everybody moved out.
Yeah.
And it's been exactly what they said it was. I'm impressed with the fact that he actually applied for a use permit, which these banquet facilities
usually don't.
And I don't really see the reduction in parking as any big deal. I know it was a two spaces or something?
Two.
One space. It charged me an extra $475. That's a lot of things we could have done for the kids.
Yeah. There was a lot. There was some good business in there years ago. So I'm glad to see that something's coming.
Totally turned around.
Yeah,
absolutely. If
no one has anything, I'd make a motion to go ahead and approve, subject to all staff conditions.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor for approval, subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Very good luck to you.
Thanks.
You're not finished because you're going to the Planning Commission on August 6th.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So good luck there, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
God bless. Item number 5, UC 1905, try it again, 0456, Vandry Properties, LLC. Use permits for the following. 1, retail sales as a principal use, and 2, restaurants. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, alternative landscaping. 2, cross access. 3, reduced driveway separation. And 4, allowed modified driveway design standards. Design review for the following. 1, commercial center. And 2, alternative parking lot landscaping on 1.1 acres in a C2 general commercial AE65 zone and MD design manufacturing AE65 zone. Generally located on the east side of Decatur Boulevard and the south side of Tico Avenue within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? We'll be trailing this one.
Okay.
All right. All that talking. It's gone to waste. Item 6, VS 1905. Do we have an applicant for item 6? I'm learning. I'm slow, but I'll learn. VS 190464, JD Industrial, LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Valley View Boulevard and Arville Street alignment and between Saab Avenue and Post Road within Paradise. Name and address for the record, please.
Good evening, Jeremy McKay, MCCAY, 700 West Charleston. I'm here to represent the vacation of a patent easement for the development. We're doing an office warehouse on Post just off of Henson. So we're going to vacate that.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right.
If you guys have any questions.
Well, we probably might, maybe. So this is a public hearing, so I'll open it up to any members of the public that wish to comment on this item. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board. Now we'll see if there's questions.
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments and questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations and good luck.
Thanks for showing up.
Thanks for coming. Item number 7. WS 190475, JD Industrial, LLC. Waiver of development standards for commercial driveway radius in conjunction with an office warehouse on 1.3 acres in M1 light manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located on the north side of Post Road, 150 feet west of Hinson Street within Paradise.
Do I need to name and number again?
Yes, please.
Jared McKay, MCCAY, 11700 West Charleston Boulevard. We are requesting a reduction in the ingress curb radius for our driveway. This will allow us to maintain the clear width, maintain that, and in doing so, we need to reduce the curb radii. It's the site is only about 100 feet wide in just the building and the driveway and big radius. It just all doesn't fit. So we're requesting to reduce it from 25 feet to 22 feet.
Awesome. Thank you. This is a public hearing. If there are any members of the public that wish to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve. Subject to staff conditions.
Thanks, John. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Item number 8. Do you have any more?
No, sir.
Okay, I was just going to say stand up there. Item number 8. VS 19-0478, Chamber Associates, LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Elm Avenue Alignment and Sands Avenue, on a portion of the right-of-way between Sands Avenue, located between Paradise Road and Manhattan Street within Paradise.
Brian Allen, A-L-L-E-N, with Boxa Engineering, 6345 South Jones Boulevard. We're on Sands Avenue here, just west of Paradise Road, south of the existing Wynn Golf Course. We are proposing to remove and replace an existing driveway. That driveway happens to have dedicated right-of-way indicated here in red. So since we're widening the driveway, we're proposing to vacate that existing right-of-way that's contained within the existing driveway. And then we will be replacing it with an existing or with a proposed pedestrian access easement and traffic signal easements for the proposed improvements.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. This is a public hearing item. Anyone wishing to speak on the item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board for discussion, comments, action.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments on this subject, I'd like to make a motion to the board for approval based upon staff conditions.
Awesome. Thank you, Raymond. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You'll be going to the Planning Commission on 8-6.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Item number 9, WS-19-0470, Taylor, Max, W. Waiver of development standards to allow non-decorative screening in the front yard in conjunction with an existing principal dwelling on 0.7 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone in the Russell Road Transition Corridor Overlay District, generally located on the northeast corner of Russell Road and Gateway Road within Paradise. Hi.
Hello. Hi. David Long, 684 Vineland, Henderson, Nevada. Here with my uncle, Max Taylor, who resides at 416. Lost his voice box, so he cannot listen.
Welcome.
Started a few months ago. We received a violation on the property for one thing or the other. And in the process of correcting other violations, brought everything up to code, painted everything, and cleaned out the property. We had too much stuff on the property. And we are here to get a variance for the shape on Russell, for it's the front yard, which in reality it faces Russell, but the way the house is situated, it's not really the front yard. But there's some pictures here.
Thank you.
And this. This is the.
I told you it would happen.
Figures.
Didn't I tell you?
That's the inside of adjacent to the house, which would be in this area here. And this is the house. The house doesn't have screening in front of it. With Public Works, they. We fixed the fence so it's a 45-degree angle for, I guess, the right
of way,
so they could see. And also, in dealing with the Planning Commission, willing to put in shrubs where the fence has shrubs and trees, according to the plan there. And the properties next door that are vacant, in the future, if they were ever developed, going to, depending on what they put in, take down the fencing and put something that would match that. Yeah.
sick.
Yeah, he removed the gates that were on Russell, and now it's a solid fence.
Oh, so
that was all the things
that's all new.
Dealing with the commission, I guess, the planning commission, things that he had to do in order to bring it up to code.
So just so that you know, this is going to go to the planning commission on the 6th.
Right. All right.
So, anything else you want to tell us?
Is that everything that they've asked to do? So.
Yeah. All right.
I think so.
All right. Let me continue this. And it is a public hearing. So if there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak on the item, please step forward. No mass rush. So seeing no one, close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Bob and I live across the street on the other side of Russell, so we're real familiar with your property.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you got caught kind of in when you first were out there. There was nothing out there. It was a two-lane road on Russell.
Right.
What you were doing really didn't matter because
the driveway in front of the house is the 10th house.
Exactly. Yeah. So I see the dilemma here. You know, I've never seen anything on the property that bothered me at all, that I go, hey, someone needs to call code enforcement. It's just one of the older homes we would
right.
see that had been there. I mean, if you were on the south side of Russell, on the other side of Gateway, you see a lot of stuff you don't want to see. That
yes.
I think that's how you may have been caught, because somebody grabbed those people and turned them in, so they probably caught you on the way down Russell.
They probably did.
So I personally can see what staff is saying, but knowing what's in this particular section of Russell, I wouldn't have any problem with the screening. They have trees there. I don't see any reason to put trees in front of it.
Or no, behind. I think according to this, behind you.
They want it behind it.
Not where the house is. Where the
Over here.
They're looking at the picture.
In this area.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to take down the screening?
No.
He wants to keep the screening.
Keep the screening. They just want to suggest it to put trees there to make it.
To kind of buffer it.
But the thing is, where did I read that? Is he selling that? Not selling. He's moving to Montana or somewhere else.
Right.
And so at this point,
eventually you're going to sell the property and somebody will do something.
Eventually somebody's going to take it over and may want to put a house or a business or something on that property.
Right.
And if we can live with the screening, which
in
a
the
couple
interim.
Of us can, I'm not sure I want to require this applicant to put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 trees behind the screening. I just don't see the need or the justification for it. Personal opinion.
Could be shared by many.
Yeah, I mean, there's just certain places in town that those people were there before the development grew around them.
Yeah.
And so this is one of them. You know, everything else down on Russell, well, this is in the CRT, technically.
Yes.
So.
Right on the edge.
Yeah.
And as I said, we pull out of Lamb and turn left and
so
drive by this.
The street, yeah.
We're
right.
right across the street.
We come out on Lamb and make a left and go right
it's
by
right across from Wayne Newton's place. So.
And as
I
you
mean,
said,
I've
it's
never,
not the same as turning right.
But I've never seen trash or anything that as a
no.
board member I would call code enforcement and say, hey, you
okay.
should look at this one.
I agree.
Cheers, Max.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. So have you talked to your neighbors? Are they good with the screening?
There's only one neighbor to whatever this is. That's his
to the
daughter-in-law. So
to the north.
They're related.
Okay.
Yeah, they have no problem. He used to live in that house and then moved to this one.
Yeah, there's a vacant lot that hits it. So it would be this vacant lot and there's Lamb, which
right.
is where we're off of. Wayne Newton's house is on this side of the road. So there's this house, and then you run into the big property that's owned
right.
by the big construction guy and
Ford. Tommy Ford.
Tommy Ford,
but
and
he,
then the Lacey bought
yeah.
the other section.
Yeah.
So it's a, it's just a unique piece.
It is. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments?
What did you want to say?
Maybe we're dealing with downtown. Said Mark Donahue was asking for trees. I don't know who Mark Donahue is. Or
he's one of the planners.
Okay, so that's who asked for the trees. So.
Well, and you got to understand. There's people in the planning department have a job to do.
Correct.
And which is beautification. Sometimes some of us don't always agree with what the planners want. And so at this point, I am saying, I agree with you guys, I do not agree with the planners. And I'm saying, leave it alone and no trees. That's my, that's not a motion. That's just my comment on it.
Well, I'm going to be the odd man out, and I'm going to agree with staff in that it's time to get with the rest of the world. That area is changing. He's leaving the area. We don't know what's going to happen to the property when he sells it, if he sells it, when he sells it. So I think staff has a very valid point, so I'm going to agree with them.
Okay.
So what I'm guessing is that you're agreeing
with
the
if
you want to deny it? Oh, okay.
I'm in agreement with staff.
Okay. Ready?
So I have one more question for the applicant. In your neighborhood, I know that you all live in the neighborhood, but in your neighborhood, is there any other properties that have the same distance reading?
Down Russell, as you said, going
going east there.
That's where I think he got caught by code enforcement, because if you go east on the south side, it's green like this all along, but behind it is basically a dump and a junkyard.
Amen.
on four lots. And so somebody's come in and had them clean it up and for sale sign for them, but they have the same kind of screen. So it's, and it's been there for 20 years. It's not like we haven't seen that screen on that side of the road before. Or here. I mean, as I say, it's, you know, I look at violations every time I go out, and this never bothered me. So that's why I never felt it was not clean or not presentable for.
It's even cleaner now.
I'm going to have to side with staff on this one because of the I think the aesthetics of the community. But
right, John, you're going to be in the deciding person.
You want
of course
a motion?
I am.
You want a motion and then vote and then a new motion?
Yeah, let's throw them out.
Okay. I will move to approve, subject to the if approved. Well, this says landscaping to be installed for plans on file. Subject to the if approved conditions, removing the landscape to be installed per plans on file. I believe that's my motion.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor for approval following the preliminary staff conditions, with the exception of removing the current planning condition of landscaping to be installed for the plans on file. All those in favor?
Aye.
Two. All those opposed?
Aye.
Three.
3-2.
Now.
For denial of
right.
that motion.
Now,
right.
you gotta do
but you gotta
now
do
we have
again.
To do
it. Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to make a motion for the middle ground. Maureen, you got a question before we move on.
I do have a question.
The denial one.
Okay. And
3-2.
No, the motion was.
It was denied.
He made a motion to approve it, correct?
Yes.
Right. And two said they wanted to approve it, and three said.
Denial.
So we have to. Just want to make sure
you're
that
right. Okay. So I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to try the middle ground. I'm going to make a motion for approval subject to the preliminary staff conditions, including the landscaping. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes, ma'am.
Aye.
All right. So I believe that was unanimous for approval.
Okay.
All right. So motion approved.
As you know, that is?
With the landscaping.
With the landscaping.
Right. Then we still go to the...
You still have to go.
Still go to the planning.
Because they... We're a recommending...
I watched on TV. I know that.
Yeah. So how it goes. Yeah. Because we could bless you all day and
it doesn't really matter.
So, so you know how sad this is.
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Make sure you get your photos and stuff. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Item number 10. WS 190474, Kyle House Apartments LLC, a waiver of development standards to reduce parking in conjunction with an existing multifamily dwelling facility. Design review for modifications to a surface parking lot in conjunction with an existing multifamily residential development on 0.8 acres in an R5 apartment residential AE65 zone in a MUD 1 overlay district. Generally located on the west side of Decow Lane, approximately 350 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Greg.
Hi, I'm Greg Bordell, 300 South 4th Street, here on behalf of the current owner and applicant, which is the Siegel Group of Properties. They are engaged in an upgrade of the property and clearing up issues that remain from the prior owner. With the county. In the course of that, they, for example, combined the two parcels that were previously existing into a single parcel because, done the other way, which was permitted, one of the parcels would be over density. By combining them, they're at the density. So they've gone through a lot of procedures here. Probably the key point for you tonight is that, ironically, we are increasing parking on the site, which requires us to apply to reduce the parking. And the way that comes about is that this project was built under an old code, which required, apparently, one parking space per unit. There's 52 parking units on the property, and there were apparently constructed 52 parking spaces. Property is fully legal nonconformity. That is, it was built entirely, so far as we're aware, in conformance with code as it existed then. And as such, they wouldn't really have to do anything. But the question was brought up, since we intend to restripe the parking lot anyway, and there's plenty of room on the property, why don't we bring it closer to code? And so that's what we're here to do, to increase the parking from 52 to 61. However, under current code, you would require 65. So that's a reduction, because once you start messing with your legal nonconformity status, you either have to get all the way up or get a waiver to the element that's not brought all the way up. So we would ask for you to follow the staff recommendation of approval for the reason just stated.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. If there's any members of the public here to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board. And one comment, Greg, you always get these.
I do tend to get the technical ones.
Yes, you do.
And I wonder why, since I wrote the code.
Yeah. Right.
The history.
I think the world knows.
Well, holy smoke.
If there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we reading all of that?
I think so.
So that's one, two, three.
Now I was going to suggest you read through 11 through 15 because
okay.
They're all the same. And you probably don't want to hear me say the same thing five times,
and
except possibly my name and address for advertising purposes.
But we'll only, like you need that. We'll save you that. We'll save your voice and restore mine. So we're doing 11 through 15 all
yes, sir.
Together? All right. I'm opening up the water.
Maureen's only giving 5 more minutes.
I know. I've got to go for it, right? All right, item number 11. AR19400083, WC18400193, UC028517, MGM Grand Hotel, LLC, waiver of conditions, first application for review of a use permit requiring no solicitation of customers outside the outdoor sales structure booth in conjunction with an existing outdoor sales structure booth at an existing resort hotel, the MGM Grand, on 102.7 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone and an H1 limited resort apartment AE60 and AE65 zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and north side of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Item number 12, AR19400084, WC18400019, UC028317, MGP Lessor LLC, a waiver of conditions, first application for review of a use permit requiring no solicitation of customers outside of the outdoor sales structure booth in conjunction with an existing outdoor sales structure booth at an existing resort hotel, the Mirage, on 65.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 1,500 feet south of Spring Mountain Road within Paradise. Item number 13, AR19400087, UC028517, MGM Grand Hotel, LLC, a use permit, first application for review for deviations as shown per plans on file. Deviations for the following: 1. Allow retail uses not within a permanent enclosed building. 2. Allow an accessory use not accessed through the interior of a resort hotel. 3. Allow roof signs. And 4. All other deviations as depicted for plans on file. Design reviews for the following: 1. An outdoor sales structure booth. 2. Increased wall sign area. 3. Increased number of animated signs. And 4. Increased animated sign area in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the MGM Grand, on 102.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60, AE65 zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. 14. AR19400088, WC18400191, UC028417, Bellagio LLC, a waiver of conditions, first application for review of a use permit requiring no solicitation of customers outside of the outdoor sales structure booth in conjunction with an existing outdoor sales structure booth at an existing hotel, the Bellagio, on 75.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Flamingo Road within Paradise. And item number 15, AR19400089, UC028417, Bellagio LLC, a use permit, first application for review for deviations as shown per plans on file. Deviations for the following: 1. Allow retail uses not within a permanent enclosed building. 2. Allow an accessory use not accessed through the interior of a resort hotel. 3. Allow roof signs. And 4. All other deviations as depicted per plans on file. Design reviews for the following: 1. Outdoor sales structure booth. 2. Increased wall sign area. 3. Increased number of animated signs. And 4. Increased animated sign area in conjunction with existing resort hotel Bellagio on 75.5 acres and an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Flamingo Road within Paradise. Mr.
Hi.
Applicant.
Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here for MGM Resorts. The board I put up is the site at Mirage. This one that I put in front of this end of the table is the one at MGM Grand, and this is the one at Bellagio. And so I think it's fair to represent to you when telling you that they're all the same. If you disagree, you can speak up, but they're as much the same as they could be made. They're all properly landscaped. They're all properly set back. They are actually very attractive. They're not crummy little booths. permanent-looking construction, but not inside the building, sort of like modulars. It was approved. All of them were approved, to the best of my knowledge, by this board, and certainly all of them were approved by the county commission. The various elements of it had time for review. This is the time for review. There have been no reported problems that I'm aware of, and that appears to be the case for staff as well, because they have made a unanimous finding that we have survived our review period and it's functioning well and not causing a problem for anyone, and they have recommended approval with no unusual conditions. So we would hope that you would feel the same way about it. I don't know if you need to make separate motions. I'll leave that up to whoever does your structuring of these things, but we'd be satisfied with a single motion, or we'll wait for five if that's the way it goes.
Huh. Good thinking. So this is a public hearing, so I'm going to open it up to the public for any discussion on items number 11 through 15 as read. Please step up. Seeing none, I'll turn it over to our board. I'm of the mindset that we make this one motion.
I would think so.
Because of the similarity of all of the cases and the proximity of all the uses in terms of the location and landscaping and recommendations. Does anyone want to? Oh, yay. Okay. I'd make a motion for, I'm assuming you were meaning me.
Yes.
Oh, yay. Okay. So I'll make a motion for approval of items number 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, according to staff conditions. And I think that sums it up. The preliminary staff conditions. Okay, we've got a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank
you. Congratulations.
And you're still not rid of me, but I'll take a break and put some water here.
Okay. Item number 16 has already been heard. Item number 17, VS 1904-14, MGP Lessor LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Frank Sinatra Drive and Las Vegas Boulevard South, between Tropicana Avenue and Harmon Avenue alignment within Paradise. Voice thunder.
Just throw it up here.
Yeah, you can just put it on the table.
Fine.
Oh, that's good.
Is that good?
Okay, thanks.
It's a little one.
John Merrick, last name is M-A-R-E-K. Address is 6345 South Jones Boulevard. Here on behalf of the applicant to vacate a portion of the airspace beginning at approximately 15 feet above the pedestrian access easement located on Las Vegas Boulevard between Tropicana and Harmon. That's it.
Okay. This is a public hearing, so anybody in the audience wanting to speak on the item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll turn it over to our board for questions, comments, and action.
What color is the logo going to be?
It's a gray metal, like aluminum.
It's not going to have like yellow, so you know it's a chicken.
Yeah, it will at night it'll light up.
Oh, so it's like neon at night.
Right, aluminum panel, painted gray. Right, and then EGL E60 Casino Gold bright lights for the chicken at night. So at night, it seems like the only thing you'll see is the chicken lit up.
Interesting. Would have never known.
So I'm going to ask a little bit of a technical question.
Okay.
All right, maybe.
I see the chicken.
It takes a minute, right? Okay, so, and this might be of staff as well. I'm going to leave it open-ended. So how much of the airspace are we vacating? Is there a limit at the top?
Yes. Yes, so we'll start at 15 feet. And then put a limit of 31 feet.
Okay, so that's
ceiling of 31
okay.
feet.
That's what I wanted to know, because I'm not a fan of vacating airspace all the way up, because that eliminates the ability to build anything on top of it. All right, thank you. Thanks, Greg. Any other questions?
If you don't have any others, I'll make a motion.
There's one clear difference between staff's and his request. He's asking for the whole easement all the way down, where staff just wants it where the sign is.
No, yeah, we revised our legal description and everything, and now we're in the understanding that it's just a portion of the airspace that's being vacated.
So I'll make a
motion.
You
earned your money tonight.
Motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
All right, thank you, John. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions, and with the clarification that it's for only the area in discussion of the sign, correct?
Correct.
All right.
The chicken.
Sorry. So we've got a motion on the floor for approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. That brings us to item number 18, I believe. UC 190451 MGP Lessor LLC, a use permit to reduce the special setback deviation for a projecting sign. No, wait, that's the one we just did, isn't it? Nope, that's it. Projecting sign. Design reviews for the following. One, amend an approved comprehensive sign plan to add a projecting sign. And two, increase the projecting sign area in conjunction with the resort hotel, the Park MGM, on a 20.8 acre, oh, there we go, in an H1 limited resort, I'm all confused, and apartment zone, an H1 limited resort, an apartment AE 60 zone, generally located on the north side of Park Avenue, a private street, and the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south within Paradise. Coming over to you.
Good evening.
Name and address for the record, please.
Sure. Jeff Quintana, 6630 Arroyo Springs Street, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome, Jeff.
We're here representing the client as well. Same similar application to what was before for the vacation, but this one is for the master sign plan review for the sign. So,
okay, I thought I was freaking out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so
chicken.
Yeah, this is just amend the sign plan to conform to
with
the code. Yes. So same, you're just looking at the same plans. I'm the one who could have probably answered the question you asked the last time. So that's neon that's inside. So it's a corrugated metal, and then the neon chicken that's going to be going on there.
I see on yours the chicken's lit up.
The chicken is lit up, and you make
that's
it come to life. Yeah. So we were here recently, about a month ago, for the channel letters, which should get approved, and we had to get the vacation of airspace in order to bring this application forward to you tonight.
Awesome. It's always something. Yeah. This is a public hearing, so anyone in the public wishing to speak on the item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board for any action or comments.
Well, Mr. Chair,
yes,
nobody's going to jump in here. I will move to approve, subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Bob. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those for it? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you.
Go build the chicken.
All right. We are happy chickenness.
Change, actually. Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Oh, is that yet?
And item number 19. UC 190476, BREHC Las Vegas Properties, PPTY Holding, use permit for a proposed outdoor recreation facility in conjunction with an existing professional office complex. Design review for a proposed recreational facility on a 3-acre portion of an overall 7-acre professional office complex site in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District. Generally located on the west side of Howard Hughes Parkway at the terminus of Corporate Drive within Paradise. Greg.
Hi, Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, one more time. I guess this needs a little history. The overall Howard Hughes Park development has periodically had special events. They have tended to be on the east side of Howard Hughes Parkway, and I guess a little orientation is called for now. We're now talking about the west side of Howard Hughes Parkway, and this is Corporate Drive, where it's the main entry that connects to Paradise. The tower, the 3800 tower, is here. A large mixed-use project is under construction here, and which, by the way, precludes the use of this area for things like are being described as novels for this area. And so we've called it a park and a recreational facility, we'll go through the plans here in a second. But the idea is to take this dead space, which is currently largely comprised of great big rocks and some fairly attractive plants, which will be rescued in the course of redoing the grading here and changing it out to an area that can perform some of the functions that were performed over here in the past, and some additional functions, which it just occurred would be a nice thing to have as an amenity for the project. There is one new structure involved, and that's a shade structure right here in the middle of the project, and you can see that in one of the plans I handed out. And then this area here would be available for, I'm going to call them events, but that may overstate the real situation. It's really an area where people could use picnic tables and whatnot. Now, in saying that, sometimes they've had food trucks, and they might want to do that again. And sometimes they've had other events. And so we wanted to get the broadest possible approval so that we're not here to ask for, quote, a shade structure. We wanted to be here to ask for a park and a facility that could have recreational events. And we certainly appreciate the staff's favorable recommendation. This is the first of the exhibits I handed out, and it portrays the way it could end up. Here's the existing office building on the property, and then this is that front area. There's a shade structure. Here's a couple of hypothetical food trucks that happened to drop by on that day. You can see the general layout. It's a fairly modest improvement, but it does create an amenity out of what is today kind of dead space. Now, if you went out there today, it's kind of okay looking because the desert flowers are in bloom, but most of the year it's pretty dead looking. And this will liven it up, and it'll be a place people other than at this time of year would go out and sit and have lunch, and maybe food trucks would come, or maybe there'd be a farmer's market, events, for lack of a better term. Now, I wanted particularly to put this in front of you, because there I am with my members only jacket and a flip phone. don't you think that picturesque? And then we have some other illustrations as well. They're all in your package that shows the pathways and whatnot. In light of the staff recommendation, which is entirely positive, I'm inclined not to make the meeting last a whole lot longer, and so I'm available for questions, and with your permission, I'll collect the exhibits to be saving paper for the next level.
Thank you, Greg. This is a public hearing, so I'll open it up to any members of the public that want to speak on the item. Please come forward. Seeing none, I'll turn it over to our board.
This is a private park, right?
This yes. Yes, is the answer.
So if someone saw a food truck when they're walking down Paradise, they might stop. But you're
right.
We approved the farmer's market here not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So.
And a farmer's market might attract some people from the outside, but you know they tend to occur on weekends, and we have, I forget, 1,239 empty parking spaces on weekends. So
it's basically catering to your tenants. So.
Right.
Okay, if there are no other comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Susan. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you, Greg.
2 and 5, three.
Okay, we've got 3 and 5 that were trailed. So that would be items. Is anybody here for items number 3 and 5? Should they come back?
No.
All right.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, then. Yeah, that's
move,
great.
Yes, an offer. Three and five are no shows returned to the board?
Yes, sir. All right, we've got a motion on the floor from Mr. Williams that item number three and five are no shows and they need to return to the board at our next meeting.
Amen.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I think that makes us good. Three, five, two was help. Yes, sir. Oh, yep. Now we're moving on to general business. I believe we have none. Is that correct, Stephanie?
All right.
It is now time for comments from the general public. We have so many of you from the general public. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's mic. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation. This will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have any members of the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, I'll move on to our next meeting date. Should be July 30th. For the record.
Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Williams made a motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. It was great. Thank you, Grant.